Hello again, everybody. This is Lance Russell with Championship Wrestling with another big week. Join us right now.
Hey, welcome to the Double Dropkick Show. I'm Heath Mulliken.
And I'm Mark Whitman.
And we got a great question the other day on Twitter from Mr. Justin Donahue, longtime listener of the show. And he asked us, hey, for someone who hasn't been into wrestling, what are the must-buy, must-watch wrestling DVDs? So today on this show, where we talk about the wrestling you grew up with, Mark is going to share a little bit of his 30-plus years of watching wrestling from all around the world. And this will be kind of Mark's episode. But Mark, take us through, if somebody's getting into wrestling, maybe they're bored with WWE, they're looking for something to watch, what should they watch?
Oh, man, look, I got it. You had a couple you wanted to talk about. But I've got a huge list of, it says 21, but there's actually a bunch more than that on my list. Because you, as you know, I started out trading tapes.
Yes.
And then when DVDs came along, I was able to get most of the stuff that I wanted on DVD.
Correct.
Not everything, but I've been able to acquire most of the stuff that I want on DVD. My collection is
vast.
Yeah, I mean, I've got 21 here, but you have to, I mean, that's like a drop in the bucket of how many I have. You've seen
it.
I mean, and then you give me a lot of stuff. You buy, you convert all your stuff to digital. So I got a ton of stuff here.
Right.
So if you wanted to do yours, and then how do you want to do that?
I want you to go, and we're just going to talk.
All right. So they're in no particular order.
And one of the goals I wanted to do, I am very sorry to interrupt you. One of the goals is not only are we going to give you, but as best we can, we're going to put this list in our show notes, and if there is a place to buy it online or watch it online, we're going to try to link to it because we don't want to get your hopes up. We want you to be able to watch this stuff. So, Mark, take it away, sir.
So, like, what I did basically was look at the shelf, and as I come across things, I just jotted them down. Like, and this is, like, by no means a definitive list. Just for our buddy Justin, who's just kind of wanting to know, hey, what are some good ones? I got some WWE stuff here, and then I've also got some other promotions. Some of the stuff you can only get on High Spot. Some of it you will be like from kayfabe commentary and things like that. So a lot of these are WWE releases, but some of them aren't. Mm-hmm. So I started out, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman, which is just a good – it's, the documentary will probably be on the network at some point, but you won't get all the other extra stories and promos and kind of some of the ECW, you know, just there's a lot of good stuff on there.
Now, in your experience, and I think we've talked about this before, most of the time the Blu-rays will have stuff on them that the DVDs do not.
I don't even think it's most of the time.
All the time.
I think all the time. The Blu-rays always have a couple of extra matches.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it'll be... like, for one, and I'll just go ahead and say the Brett versus or Sean versus Brett, the Blu-ray is the one that you have to get that to get the Survivor Series match.
Ah.
Which I didn't know at the time because I just found it and picked it up. It wasn't on Blu-ray. I picked it up and took it home and opened it up and said, this doesn't have the SummerSlam.
Oh, gotcha.
I mean, not SummerSlam.
The Survivor Series.
The Survivor Series. It doesn't have the Montreal Screwjob on it.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't think. I think you had to get the Blu-ray to get that, which is, why would you not include that? But I guess it was just because they were experimenting at that time with getting people to, you know.
Right, right.
To buy the Blu-rays, I guess. So, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman. Great documentary about Paul Heyman. Great stories about him. How he basically conned his way into the wrestling
business.
And he worked for Vince McMahon Sr. I mean, he was behind the scenes. I mean, the Grand Wizard and Lou Albano and Freddie Blood, those guys knew who he was. And they kind of helped him along and... He learned from some of the best wrestling managers ever.
Yeah.
So there's that one. The Shawn versus Brett is the documentary portion is on the network, so you can watch this. But it's Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels sit down for almost 2 hours with Jim Ross and walk through from them meeting each other.
Yeah.
to the problems that existed between them and what happened and how it all went down. And it's the two of them talking, and there it's some tense moments in it. You can tell maybe they've moved on and kind of tried to forgive each other, but there were a few moments in the thing where it's tense, because you can just tell from Brett. It's what they always say about Bret Hart. I mean, he believed that he was a Canadian hero and he was the big, and there's just a few moments where he says a few things and Shawn Michaels is like, I didn't, he just took it wrong. And nobody, you know, and and they just discuss and they break down their feud.
Yeah.
And then on the extras are pretty much everything that transpired between them on TV.
Oh, wow.
From their first, when they kind of had the first ladder match in WWE. And up till the big comeback when they hugged in the ring.
Yeah.
I mean, it all is kind of documented on this DVD. It's really, really good.
Now, let me, and I don't know if this is on your list, but I would add this, is if you haven't seen the Wrestling with Shadows documentary.
Yes.
That goes behind the scene. That is one of the most fascinating things. And when it came out, it was groundbreaking.
Yeah.
There had never been anything like that. And it is very entertaining. It's not too long. It's certainly not the Montreal Theory. Good Lord.
It's good. There's also Beyond the Mat, which is another good wrestling documentary.
Yeah.
I didn't have it on the list, but Beyond the Mat is really good, where they kind of follow.
I saw that at the theater.
Yeah, they follow Jake the Snake and Mick Foley. That's when Foley does some of his stuff and his kids are there.
Yeah.
And you see the moment that Foley decides, I can't do this kind of stuff anymore, especially after the I Quit match with The Rock.
Where Rock
went overboard with it, and Foley was upset that he had done some of the things that he did. I remember watching, we've talked about it, when I saw it live, I thought, man, Foley's feeding him his back, and he's walking around in front of him, hitting him in the head again. You know, and just that was Rock just being inexperienced.
Right.
They kind of agreed to do something.
Right.
And then Foley kind of changed his mind and was with his body language trying to tell him he changed his mind. But Rock went along with what they'd agreed to do.
Yeah.
But it caused some tension between the two of them because Rock, like, didn't really apologize.
And yeah.
Foley was kind of upset about it, but they've definitely gotten over
right.
it.
Right.
So I get that. I get the Jerry Lawler DVD that WWE put out. But just because, the documentary is really good, but there's really nowhere else that you're going to get some of those Jerry Lawler, Bill Dundee matches and the Jerry Lawler, Andy Kaufman stuff.
I mean, I've got that somewhere at my house and haven't watched it yet.
Good.
Yeah, I think I've.
So you'll get some really good Memphis stuff. And then you had, I know, on your list.
Memphis Heat,
which is really good to hear about Sputnik Monroe and the fabulous Fargos and how it kind of goes through the history of those guys. Sputnik Monroe, who, I mean, really broke down race barriers in Memphis by embracing the African American crowd and would get arrested. He was not African American and he was a heel.
Yeah.
But he would go after hours and get arrested for hanging out in black clubs and listening to the jazz music and then hanging out with the African Americans. And to the point when, like, he basically desegregated that building.
Yeah.
Where he said, no, those are my people, and you're going to let them sit anywhere they want to.
Yeah.
Not make them sit up there. And it talks a lot about that. And then, God, what's the guy's name? Mario Galento, who, this is the Memphis Heat. This is not Jerry Lawler. But the Memphis Heat with Mario Galento and how much of a nut he was.
Yeah.
But, like, trying to carve up Jerry Lawler.
Yeah, Memphis Heat. When we watched that, and I've lamented this on the show so many times of growing up and not getting Memphis, not just not getting Memphis, but through the wrestling magazines, I just didn't get Memphis. Mm-hmm. And now looking back, just when you go back and watch those old clips, and Lance Russell's just become one of my favorite.
He's
favorite announcers. I think, you know, how awesome would it be to hear Lance Russell and Bob Caudle call a match together? But for people that grew up in the South or anywhere in the country and you didn't know anything about Memphis, if you care about wrestling, it tells the whole story of the whole territory. It is
great. And
the
reason it's called Memphis Heat is because it was one of those territories that booked for heel heat.
Yes.
It was pour heat on the heel.
Yeah.
And then have the baby face overcome.
Yeah.
And they always had big heel characters, and it's a great documentary. It's a great territory. But the Jerry Lawler one, you get some matches on the Memphis Heat. There's some arena footage
right.
and stuff, which is really good. But that's on the Jerry Lawler DVD.
Yeah.
You can see the empty arena match with Terry Funk, which is a great brawl. So I would definitely, if you're interested in Memphis wrestling at all, get the Jerry Lawler DVD, get the Memphis Heat DVD. And I also had on my list the War Games Blu-ray, which is basically, it's every War Games match that's on video.
Yeah.
It's every match, every War Games match, and each one of them is introduced by Dusty Rhodes, who invented the concept.
Yeah.
And it's must-see, man, because you get not only the original, but during the early 90s, there was a run of War Games matches that are just with Sting and Brian Pillman and all those guys being involved, Steve Austin and Arn Anderson and Bobby Eaton and Larry Zbysko, and a couple of them are 5-star rated by the Wrestling Observer because they're so good.
Yeah.
And then you get, like, the LOD being involved with some – with, like, Dr. Death and the Freebirds.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an awesome, awesome disc, man. What else you got? So the War Games Blu-ray. No, definitely get that if you're interested in Blood and Guts.
You know, we talked about Memphis Heat. I definitely would say, as far as wrestling history, the NWA History and Tradition, which just came out with a new edition. That's got a bonus disc. You can get that at High Spots, which tells the history of the NWA.
Right.
From the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a lot of great Bruce Mitchell's on there, Bill Murdoch's on there, some great people, Franklin Dove's on there.
Real guys who really are historians of wrestling. I mean, as much as we like talk about me, and I praise Bruce all the time, I mean, as much as you may think I know about wrestling, I mean, Bruce is, he knows his stuff, man.
Yeah. And, it is...
one of the few people whose opinions I listen to and value.
Yeah, yeah. What's great about that DVD is you hear not just from the historians, but from some of the more recent territory owners.
Yes.
But
James is on it, who does a lot up in the Smoky Mountain area.
It's a great breakdown of, you know, what the territory system was like. So, and then a one I would watch along with that is Harley Race, the best wrestler on God's green earth.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's well documented what I think of Harley Race.
Yeah.
I think he is the greatest traveling world champion.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
I just think he was. And I think he was for a reason, because it all goes back to this conversation I had with a guy, an older gentleman at work, and he said, I saw Harley Race wrestle one time at the Anderson Rec Center, and he was the world champion. And he was defending, and I forget who he was defending against, but it was like a local, it was like Paul Jones or somebody
right.
like that. He said he defended the title against Paul Jones, and I don't understand what the big deal about Harley Race is, because Paul Jones should have beat him that night. And that's why he's the greatest traveling
one,
because he came in and he left the territory better than it was, with everybody thinking Paul Jones should be the world champion.
Yeah.
I think it was Paul Jones that he wrestled.
Uh-huh.
And that was what the traveling world champion was supposed to do at the time. Go in and make it look like the guy who's the main guy in the territory should have beat me.
Right.
And this guy just did not understand the big deal about Harley Race, because he saw that one match where Paul Jones should have won.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah. That was good. What you got?
The Legends of Mid-South Blu-ray that WWE put out. Dude. First of all, you get to see a young Magnum TA. You just get, there's so much.
I've got that. I have no idea where it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good, man. It's one of my favorites that they've ever put out.
Yeah.
Just because you don't get a lot of that Mid-South footage, man.
And right.
Like, if you want to see good, believable wrestling, man, It's Mid-South. And you get like young Jim Cornette and the Midnight Express, young Rocket. They were there when Ric Flair came in and handpicked them to come to Charlotte.
Yeah.
It was like, you need to give your notice, come to Charlotte. And that's when they launched onto the national stage with the Midnight versus Rock and Roll feud.
Good stuff.
And Junkyard Dog, you get to see the Junkyard Dog stuff, the Freebirds coming in. I mean, just the Magnum TA Mr. Wrestling 2 angle is played out on this DVD, which, if you've never seen it, is one of the best angles.
If you've never seen him give the knee lift to the sack of feed.
Mm-hmm. And trying to teach Magnum and then turn on the great, great Ted DiBiase, Ric Flair, Spirit 76 match.
Right.
Where Dick Murdoch doesn't understand why Ted DiBiase's he had been mentoring him, and then DiBiase gets the title shot. Murdoch jumps on him and busts him open, and he bleeds just a gusher. And then Ted DiBiase tapes his head up like the Spirit of 76 and comes out and has this great match with Ric Flair.
That was on, I think they had that on like WWE.com where they'll post
sure they
clips.
I'm sure they did. But you get that whole angle. You get the whole, like I said, Magnum TA, and you get the Stagger Lee angle.
Yeah.
Where Junkyard Dog comes back under a mask.
Yeah.
You get Bill Watts versus Midnight Express angles with Jim Cornette just like cutting some of his early promos.
On a side note, if you want to get even deeper to the history of Mid-South, the book by Greg Klein, King of New Orleans, which is the story of the Junkyard Dog. I bought it just thinking, well, it's just going to be about Junkyard Dog. I got it on Audible. But it is basically the history of Mid-South wrestling.
Right.
And he goes through all the cards and all the angles. And again, same deal with Memphis. It was a territory that I didn't grow up with, didn't know a lot about. And so it fascinates me. So, definitely. I know I bought that, and I have no idea where it is.
While we're talking about the Mid-South one, I would also recommend the Spectacular Legacy of the AWA that they put out, because there's just all these wrestling promotions out there, and you're not going to get like Nick Bockwinkel stuff anywhere else really on the network, because he kind of just stayed there. So if you get the Spectacular Legacy of the AWA, you can see some of that Nick Bockwinkel, the real Heenan family.
Yeah.
Nick Bockwinkel, Ray Stevens, and Bobby Heenan.
Yeah.
That you're just not going to get anywhere else from WWE. And you'll see Bobby Heenan was better here than he was in WWE.
Right.
I mean, he's just so good, man.
Yeah.
He's so good. When they turn on Ray Stevens.
Yes.
Oh, it's just beautiful. Ray, I'm trying to talk to my champion. You know what I mean?
Earl
Robert of Eaton. And if you've never seen Nick Bockwinkel cut a promo, you are missing out.
Yeah.
He's so good. Nick Bockwinkel, he's so distinguished in the way he spoke down to people in a way that not many people can do.
Without yelling. Never yell.
Right. He was so eloquent in the way he delivered things. He's so underrated.
I agree with you so much. Like, he, to me, I mean, and I think it's because he was in the AWA.
Right, it is.
And 80% of the country didn't get to see him.
Right. So, I didn't have that down, but while I'm thinking about promotions, like, definitely watch the Spectacular.
If Nick Bockwinkel had not been in the AWA, he and Harley Race.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
He could have been a different kind of champion than Harley, but he could have been a great traveling world champion.
He could have, because you would have hated him before he got there.
When you go back and you see guys like Nick Bockwinkel, Harley Race, Jack Briscoe, you understand why a guy like Kerry Von Erich didn't have the belt very long.
Right.
Because he would not have been a good traveling world champion. And I think that's what the fans didn't really understand. And
Kerry was better as the guy that should have beat the champion.
Correct.
He just was.
That was so.
If Vince had had, though, we've talked about if Hulk Hogan and this and that and the other, and I've always contended if Vince could have gotten Kerry Von Erich, though, and got the machine behind Kerry and Kerry had been able to keep his head on straight,
yeah,
I think Kerry could have been just as big as Hulk Hogan.
I agree with you.
The only problem with him is he couldn't cut a promo for nothing.
No.
But Vince could, neither could Ultimate Warrior, but they figured out a way to
right.
make it work.
Right.
And I just have always thought if Vince could have had a healthy, drug-free Kerry Von Erich instead of Hulk Hogan, he could have done the same deal.
Yeah.
And made a, you know, that's a big what if, but.
Yeah.
You know, he could have been Hulk Hogan.
That'd be a great episode. What if the Von Erichs had lived? I mean, what if?
Yeah, it's too.
Too dark.
It's too dark. I don't like to get into that.
Do you have any of the World Class DVDs?
I'm getting there.
All right.
But I'll go ahead and say it. Where do I got it? Triumph and Tragedy of World Class Championship Wrestling is yeah. also on the list, because you will get not only a really good documentary, and it's got Gary Hart in it,
yeah.
who I'm a big fan of. I love Gary Hart. And he was worked very much. He was Uncle Gary. I mean, that's mm-hmm. what the Von Erich boys called him. He worked so close in the booking office with Fritz. And basically the documentary, and WWE produced it, is him talking about. And there's another one that I've got about World Class.
Heroes of World Class.
Right, the Heroes of World, which was not WWE produced, so it doesn't have a lot of match footage, but the documentary is probably better than the one that WWE did. But the WWE one is a trump because it's got Gary Hart in it.
The one, Heroes of World Class, they basically, this, you know, they talk to Mark Lorenz, they talk to Kevin Von Erich.
Is Gary in it? I don't remember.
I think he might have passed
by that time.
But they go with Kevin Von Erich to the Sportatorium before it's torn down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like no one ever, like, it's still, you know, standing there. And they go in and you see the rows and rows of the seats.
When people talk about where I wish I could have seen a wrestling card at, that's one of the buildings.
100%.
Memphis Coliseum, Madison Square Garden, Greensboro Coliseum, which you can still see, but it's not the same.
No.
Those are the arenas I wish I could have seen matches at. So, and the history of World Class Championship Wrestling, our Triumph and Tragedy that WWE put out, has the match, and it's on the network, but you can still see the match. But the big Freebirds turn, in the cage with Kerry versus Ric Flair, and you just have to see that. It's such a good angle that Drew. It's an angle where, there again, Ric Flair is always on my list of great traveling champions, because he come in and they were able to take Ric Flair's appearance as a traveling world champion and spin off the Freebird versus Von Erich feud. And I think on the DVD, it's got a couple of their matches, but it's got the country whip match, which is it's just chaos and pandemonium. Yeah. These guys with leather straps just beating each other.
Do the Gordy voice.
Huh?
Do Terry Gordy.
Michael, I love beating up on a Von Erich.
The promo where they go up on the van and Terry Gordy pops out of the van. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Don't you touch my van. That's good stuff, man. So you get that. The top 25 rivalries in wrestling history that WWE put out is awesome. And it is 25 rivalries. And they kind of spotlight each one. They talk about it and then show one of their big matches. And like, I just wrote a few of the matches. You get to see Hogan and Piper's War to Settle the Score.
Uh-huh.
So now remember, not only do they have the full match, they discuss each one. So you get that, the Magnum and Tully's I Quit match, Brody versus Abby. It talks about them, and it's got one of their matches. Also, there's a cage match with them on the World Class Championship Wrestling.
Ah.
So you get Brody versus Abby, one of their matches, which you'll probably watch it and go, "How can you know, what's the big deal?" But it's
Brody,
trust me, it's a brawl, and and it's just insane. And then they put them in a cage on the World Class one to contain. Normally, it's to keep other people out. This time, it was to make sure they actually had a match.
Yeah,
figured if we put them in a cage, they can't brawl out of the ring. It's got a Freebirds vs. Von Erich match on this DVD. Taker versus Foley, one of their matches is on it, which are all good. Taz and Sabu from the first ECW pay per view, which is a great match. Dreamer versus Raven.
Wow.
It talks about that. And there's a bunch of others. I didn't list them all.
So this,
just a few.
So this wasn't like the recent WWE book, The Top 100 Matches, which was leaned very. This is.
It leaned 100% towards WWE. This is 25 wrestling, and they chose from a bunch of different companies.
Wow,
and,
that's awesome.
I mean, they went with, you know, there again, the Dreamer Raven, I think, and I could be wrong, but I think this is their final match when Tommy Dreamer, because that was the gimmick, was the Dreamer couldn't beat Raven.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to beat him. When Raven left, Tommy Dreamer wanted to lose to him. But he went ahead. They said, no, you got to win one.
Right.
And I think, and I don't know because I didn't watch it, but I think it's the match that Dreamer actually won. And, which is, they have a great rivalry if you've never seen it. What other would you like to discuss? Because I got list.
You keep on going.
I know
man.
You had on your list Jim Crockett Promotions, the good old days.
Yeah, good old days. So pretty much, and I'm sure Mark will agree with this, anything you can get that highlights a specific territory or air, you got to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And that Jim Crockett, the good old days one, which there's a banner right there on our website at doubledropkick.com. You can click. It's also on the High Spots Network
It
now.
Is, but without the footage.
Right.
Which you won't get the Super 8 footage.
Yeah.
Or 16 millimeter footage, whichever one it
but
was.
But that is the only documentary where you hear from Jim Crockett Jr.
Yes, it is. And what he thinks led to the downfall of his business. And that alone is worth watching. And if I'm not mistaken, on the special features, they have the entire interview with him.
Yeah.
Which is like 45 minutes long.
And I felt like in that he's kind of like, hey, my bad, you know?
Yeah, he took responsibility. He said, look, whatever everybody else thinks, whatever they think about Dusty, at the end of the day, it's my fault because I was the one guy in the ship, and he takes full responsibility.
Yeah.
Now we spoiled it for him.
Yeah.
But he takes full responsibility for what happened, and it's good. I mean, you're right. It's the only place you're going to get an interview with him. And not only is he interviewed in the movie, on the special features, you get the whole interview with him.
So, right.
And that's definitely worth watching.
And then they took the different people they had interviewed for that movie.
Right.
And spun.
Great idea.
And then they put the entire interview on different DVDs.
Right, so you can not only, everybody that got interviewed for like an hour and a half, then they took the, because you obviously edited them down to just some of the guys just a few minutes in the movie, but they all did a full-length interview, and then you can get those DVDs. Also, I can't discount Mid-Atlantic Memories.
Yes.
Put out by NWA Legends, directed by our pal John Andoska, that features two young men from the Double Dropkick Show.
That's
one of them doing his classic Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah.
I wish now, if I'd have known they were going to use that footage of me doing the heart, that I would have impersonated Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah.
I think because I got a pop at the premiere.
You did.
For doing it. But if I'd have done it in his voice, I think it would have been a bigger pop.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a great experience.
That was cool. I mean, it's awesome to, you know, whatever it may be, to know that on film you and I are talking about wrestling. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
I mean, we did it. As far as I'm concerned, that's like the pinnacle. We're in a movie with Jim Ross and Ole, like to hear Ole tell his story about getting stabbed. And just like, I would highly, highly recommend that movie just because we're in it.
That's right.
And it's a good movie, too.
And if you go to NWALegends.com, you can buy a copy, and you get either an autographed card of Jim Ross or Jim Cornette.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we'll autograph it for you if we see you somewhere and you want us to.
That's right. That's exactly right. Copy. Yep.
So I have the WWE put out a Falls Count Anywhere DVD that had – it's all street fights and Falls Count Anywhere matches. And
really?
And it's the only DVD that I know of that has the Sergeant Slaughter – Pat Patterson.
Oh.
Brawl from Madison Square.
Ah.
That's a must-see. Oh, it's such an awesome match. And as far as I know, that's the only place where you can get that match. And then it's got a great John Cena versus Umaga street fight. I'm such a fan of Umaga, I think.
Yeah.
He was so good and took so young. The things he could have done in wrestling. It's so good that, you know, just so good, man.
Yeah.
I can't say enough good things about Umaga, and to see that match he had with John Cena. It's got another match with him and Triple H, and there's just a ton of, like, I think there's a Sting and Cactus Jack match on it. I could be wrong. Don't buy it and get mad at me if I'm wrong there. It may have the Triple H when Cactus Jack made his big return to WWF for the first time. I think that match may be on there. There again, don't quote me on that because I got a lot of DVDs and I could be wrong about what's on. I'd get that one. Two that I would recommend that are not wrestling. Actually, there's a couple, the shoot interview types. One is, the timeline, the history of WCW in 1989, which is, like a three and a half hour interview with Jim Cornette about what was going on. It's like laser focused on the year 1989 which is when the Great American Bash 89 was. It was such this highly regarded as the greatest pay-per-view of all time.
Right.
At least from the WCW side, it's when Jim Herd came in. There was a lot that went on that year.
The best or the worst pay-per-view? Oh, wait.
The best, yeah.
Best, and then the next one was the worst. Gotcha.
Yeah. It's got and we'll get to it, but it's got some good matches on that card. But anyway, it's just Cornette laser focused on this one year. And the thing about Cornette, anybody that follows him and knows, he is such a meticulous note taker.
Right.
That he has books written with here's what happened and here's what we did. And so, like, I can't recommend that enough. And he also did a timeline of WWF in 97 the same way. So both of those you can get at shootinterviews.com, Kayfabe Commentaries. And they're well worth getting because Cornette he kept notes.
Yeah,
he's got ledger books and says, this match. Like, they would ask him a question and he'd say, hold on a minute. And he'd flip to the page and he could tell you how much the card drew,
right,
how much money, how many people were there, where it was at, what the finishes were on everything. And he's such a historian of wrestling. Regardless of whether you agree with any of the other stuff he says, when he's telling you about the history of the business, you need to shut up and listen.
Right.
Because there may not be anybody else in this country that's the historian of the wrestling business the way Jim Cornette is. And that's a bold statement.
Yeah.
I don't know that anybody is as good a historian of the wrestling business as Cornette.
Yeah, he just the memorabilia he has. He kept everything.
Yeah, man. He kept everything he's got. I mean, if you've never seen Wrestling from A to Z with Jim Cornette, it's on the High Spots Network. Now, this is another one. And it's basically a walk through his memorabilia collection.
Wow.
And it's like 4 hours long.
Really?
And it is well worth watching, man. I think it's called Wrestling from A to Z. And it's just him in his house.
Wow.
And it's got a camera crew, and he just picks stuff up and this is this. And he pulls out all these old magazines and programs and posters and just everything that he's got.
Wow.
And he just walks you through his whole memorabilia collection. And he also did You Shoot.
Yeah.
With them. And it's good.
Yeah.
It's like 4 hours of people. If you're not familiar with the You Shoot format, it's wrestling fans asking questions and the personality answering them.
Yeah.
And they post their questions on YouTube, and then Sean Oliver selects the best questions, and sometimes he selects the worst questions.
Yeah.
And he poses them to these guys. And
I like
one with Cornette, and it's awesome.
And they do a lot of, I think it's still Kayfabe Commentary. They do a lot of guest booker DVDs where they'll bring in different people to rebook certain angles. And those, the ones I've seen of those have been, are really, really good. One newer one that I've got that I just found very fascinating was the Young Bucks Too Sweet Journey.
Uh-huh.
And basically what it is their road trip going to New York to wrestle the Hardy Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just behind the scenes, them getting ready for the match, them post-match, it's a two DVD set.
That's a good little road trip documentary.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And you get kind of an insight into their views on the business, which is it's about making money,
right,
and supporting their families. But just and this is from, it just came out last year, but it was actually the match that happened was probably 2 years ago now, and for them that was their dream match.
Yes, they were big Hardy Boy fans.
And it's a entertaining.
It would be match. Like the equivalent for them, I guess, if somebody, if Bruiser Brody had been alive and we had brought him in to wrestle me.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, I mean, it's that, you know what
if
I mean?
If we had gone to Puerto Rico to, right. And me and you got on a plane, Mark, what's that going to
be? Right. And it was that. I mean, it's like, it's basically two Marks.
Yeah.
To wrestle their favorite wrestler. And and they played it like that. I mean,
yeah.
But it also talked about the going from being a wrestling fan to being a wrestler, and now you get to get in the ring with your favorite, and you got to act like it ain't a big deal. And I mean, it's
and it was Kevin Steen's last indie appearance because they were selling T-shirts next to him.
Yeah,
and they were talking about that, and
yeah, it's good, man. It is a real good story. And then I had, if you're into PWG, the Super Dragon Destruction set, which is like a 3-disc set, and you either like Super Dragon or you don't. I mean, you'll either get him or you won't get him. And
yeah.
He's not for everybody. I like him. If you want to see a guy that just seems to have this reckless disregard for himself and his opponent.
Yeah.
But it's got, I think, him and the Necro Butcher, who's another guy, you either get him or you don't get him. And I don't always like all of his matches, but he's had some. He had a match with Samoa Joe that was really good. But I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about Super Dragon.
Yeah.
It's got the great Guerrilla Warfare match
with
Super Dragon and Kevin Steen.
Yeah.
Which I showed you, and you didn't feel the same way about it as I did. I was like, you got to see this. This is the most incredible thing I've ever seen. So, yeah, I would. If you want to see early pro wrestling Guerrilla, like when he was the focus and Quicksilver and Excalibur and Joey Ryan in a different role than he has now. Kevin Steen, Samoa Joe.
Joey Ryan is a white meat babyface.
Yeah, exactly. He's not sleazy at all. And so it's cool just that you'll get to kind of see the progression of that company from its very early stages. And just some good matches, man, where he's like, you get him or you don't. I mean, he's got this reckless disregard for his own body and oftentimes his opponent's body.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to watch, man.
I know he made a comeback. They were doing Mount Rushmore, and then he got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt in a guerrilla warfare match.
I remember he just
left and went back to the dressing room because he busted his leg up. Yeah.
Yeah, we were like, what just happened?
Yeah. So definitely, I mean, I'd watch that if you're wanting to check out him or Pro Wrestling Guerrilla in his early days.
Right.
You got anything?
This is all you, buddy.
Okay. Well, I don't want to like dominate it all. No.
You're talking and I'm adding nonsense.
And then I will say Mick Foley. They did a great documentary called For All Mankind, which is an incredible documentary about him. But the match selection is not the best. The match selection is good, but it's not because they had released, which I would recommend.
Right.
Mick Foley Greatest Hits and Misses. Now, there are two versions of this.
Yeah.
So you want to get the second version because it's got the Randy Orton Mick Foley match talked about. It's on that set.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's maybe his match against Ric Flair is on that as well.
And you also gave me the Mick Foley Best of ECW.
Yeah, when he was Cactus Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the one with the hits and misses has got, like, the match with Sabu that I talked about.
Right.
It's got some Sandman stuff. It's got some matches with Sting on it. Got the match with Vader from Saturday Night on that. So I would.
Is that the one where Jesse Ventura?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I want to see.
And it's like when Vader breaks his nose and you can hear his nose break. That match is on there. So given the choice between the two, I would choose the Greatest Hits and Misses, even though the documentary is better on For All Mankind.
Right.
The documentary is awesome.
Well, the documentary, I think, is available on the network.
And it probably is, you know.
But you have to understand, what they show on the network is only part of the picture.
Right. I mean, well, you get, just like everything else, the special features.
Yeah.
You might hear a guy tell a story condensed into 30, 45 seconds.
Yeah.
But it may be a 10-minute story, and they'll include the whole thing on the special features. So that, they did an In Your House compilation disc
a year
or two ago, which was just the best matches from the In Your House era of pay-per-view.
Right. So why did they do what?
That was just their first introduction to a monthly pay-per-view.
Yeah.
So where they had the big time pay-per-view, the big four, but then in between they would do the In Your Houses.
Yeah.
And they didn't, it would be, started out, it was like In Your House, then it would have a tagline.
Yeah.
You know, In Your House, good friends, better enemies.
Yeah.
Or In Your House,
gotcha.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But I recommend it because not only does it have some really good matches, it's got like Austin and Rock, but it won't be the ones that you know. You know, it's not the main ones at WrestleMania that you think about. And then there's like Foley and Taker, one of their matches. It's got the Shawn Michaels Mick Foley match from In Your House. It's, you know,
which was great.
Which was great. Mind Games. It was In Your House Mind Games, and that's a great match. So you get all that, but the gem of it is, for me, the match, the Royal Rumble, the year when it was Bret Hart, Undertaker, Vader, and Steve Austin were the last four guys in the ring, and Steve Austin gets ditched, Bret Hart wins the match, and then Steve Austin comes in, wins the Royal Rumble, and dumps Bret Hart. And Steve Austin wins, even though he had already been eliminated. But nobody saw him get eliminated. Which set up at the next In Your House a fatal four-way between Undertaker, Big Van Vader, Steve Austin, and Bret Hart. And it's one of the best four-way elimination brawl. Bloody, Vader gets bloodied up. And it's worth owning the DVD. I mean, you can go back and watch it on the network.
Right.
So, but that match is one of my favorite matches.
Yeah.
It's just, it's insane. And it's one of those, a lot of times you'll get those four-way matches and those three-way matches where there's a guy down selling. But this match, every guy at some point, they pair off.
Yeah.
And they brawl at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's not like you got two guys selling and two guys in the ring. It'll be two guys in the ring and two guys brawling around, and then they'll switch out.
Yeah.
So everybody kind of has a two-on-two face-off at some point. Bret Hart and The Undertaker, and The Undertaker and Vader, and Vader and Austin, and Austin and Hart, and Vader and Bret. So everybody kind of hooks up at some point and has a nice two-way dance.
That's awesome.
It's a great match, man. And like I said, it's bloody, and it's intense, and it's a long match.
Yeah.
They give them a lot of time to do the match.
Yeah.
I love it, man. It's one of my favorites. And then they did a series a few years ago, WWE, and each one of them is three discs.
Uh-huh.
And they did the History of the World title, which is a WCW title. They did a History of the Intercontinental title and a History of the WWE Heavyweight title. And on the WCW one, or the World title, as they would call it, the NWA title, you'll see, like, it's got Briscoes and Funks and Pat O'Connors and those guys having matches. I mean, and then Harley Race, and it goes all the way up until they introduced it. I mean, I think it's got one of the Steamboat Flair matches on it. I could be wrong.
Right.
One of the trinity of matches. Sting and Vader kind of fighting. And it just goes through the history of this up to when they brought it back into WWE and had guys feuding over it.
Wow.
And the Intercontinental title has the match where Patterson and DiBiase have a match. It's like the first match for the Intercontinental title, and they go through, and you get all the big.
He won the title. He won it in a tournament in Rio de Janeiro.
But then you get him defending against DiBiase.
Yeah,
and what I think is the first defense of that title. And you get like Greg Valentine and Tito Santana and Morocco and Snuka in a cage for the title, and Valentine and Santana, and then Savage.
When that title, they had that old green title.
Yeah. But it's like you get those early up to whenever they stopped with it. I mean, and it was like people voted on the best matches.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and you get like Ultimate Warrior beating Honky Tonk Man for the title.
And now you've got the History of the U.S. title.
Yeah, which released. I haven't got yet, haven't but got I want to get because it's got some. I'm just looking for it on Blu-ray. I hadn't found it on Blu-ray yet because it's got extra matches.
I want to see that old red belt that just had the continental United States, yes, and then Hawaii and Alaska.
Yeah. Yeah, it actually has some of the old Crockett, or yeah, that's what the mid-Atlantic footage of that. And so, I got to get it. I haven't got it yet, but yeah, I want it. And then the WWF one's the same way. I mean, you get, I know, Ivan Koloff and Pedro Morales, I think, for the title. Wow. It doesn't have the Koloff beating Bruno, but then it's got like Bruno and Superstar and Superstar and Backlund. And you
how
get
did,
some of
how
those
did
matches.
Backlund beat Superstar Billy Graham?
Oh, heck, I don't remember. I really don't. I don't remember. It's been so long because I've watched it, but it's been so long. Yeah. I don't remember. But it's the history of the WWF title. And it actually got a lot of the early WrestleMania defenses with Savage and Hogan and some of that stuff's on there. Up to whenever they, right before they produced it with the title change. Most of them are title changes that it has on there.
Right.
So that those three are, I got all three. They're all three disc sets. And they all kind of do a different era. One of them does the 70s, the 80s, and then you get the 90s and today on the third one. Hmm. So all those are good. And just if you want to go to High Spots, you can get – they have these great sets, and I have a couple of them. The Best of Brody, which is like five discs, and the Best of Juice and Thunder Liger, which is like an eight-disc set. And you just get all these great classic matches. Right. They've got the Best of Stan Hansen, the Best of Kenta Kobashi, the best of...
They have a lot of great Japan
the
compilations.
Best Mitsuhira Misawa. So you can get a lot of that stuff through High Spots. And that you just got to... either want it or you don't.
Yeah.
If you want to see Brody Hansen, you'll get a lot of their famous matches.
Yeah.
The same with Liger, Misawa. I would recommend the Kenta Kobashi one, the Mitsuhira Misawa one, if you just want to see good Japanese wrestling. The Stan Hansen one, obviously. Then I'm going to try to kind of breeze through some of these because these are either you're going to like them or you don't.
Right.
The Pro Wrestling Guerrilla Sells Out, Volume 1, 2, and 3. 1 and 2 are very hard to find. 3, I think you can still get. And I think they're on the High Spots Network. So basically, you either like PWG or you don't, and each one of those is a couple of discs long, and it's just the best matches. You'll see everybody from Daniel Bryan to Sami Zayn to Samoa Joe to Kevin Owens. I'm sure AJ Styles is on there.
Right.
Just, I mean, all these guys, Tyler Black, who is Seth Rollins, all these guys who would have came, I think maybe he didn't go to PWG. I don't know if Tyler Black ever went to Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, but up to today. I mean, up through today with Ricochet and those guys, Chris Hero. There's tons of matches on there. If you want to decide whether you like PWG or not, PWG Sells Out Volume 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend.
Ring of Honor has on their website some great compilations where they have like they do year one, year two, year three, and again it's some of the older Ring of Honor stuff, which is like I say
a lot of those same guys that we just talked about that you'll see.
Right.
Okay. Let's see, I'm gonna skip number 14 because I want to go back to it. Number 15 that I had is they did the Dusty Rhodes story.
Yeah.
Which is a good documentary. It's on the network. But the great thing about this is not necessarily the matches. It's not the documentary. There's a disc full of promos.
Yeah.
And it's just Dusty Rhodes promos. And it's like 2 or 3 hours of just Dusty Rhodes promos that are worth watching.
Right.
It's got the turn when he becomes the American Dream with Pat, against Pac Sung and Gary Hart is on there. If you've never seen that, it's well worth watching. You got to see that with Dusty Rhodes explaining why
my
young Mike Graham becomes a man. You know?
when he gets fired up and his feet just
he does
a
curly shuffle for a second. So definitely I would highly recommend that. And I would recommend The Rise and Fall of WCW.
Yeah.
Which is a documentary that WWE put out about the rise and fall of WCW, but it's got one of the Steamboat, the extra features. It's got one of the Steamboat and Flair of the Trinity matches is on it. It's got a great, great from Wrestle War 1990 Rock and Roll Express versus Midnight Express match. Probably their best match.
Yeah.
At least it was on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Is on this DVD compilation. The Steiners versus Sting and Luger, which is one of my favorite matches. It's got Sting versus Vader, Sting versus Rick Rude.
Yeah.
Some of those. And then it goes into the Nitro era with Hogan and, you know, him having the belt, if you care about that. Goldberg. Yeah. I think it has I'm pretty confident it has. And I'm not 100% like you were that The Last Crusade wasn't going to be an ongoing series. I'm not 100% certain. But I am pretty certain that that Goldberg and Diamond Dallas Page from Halloween Havoc,
right,
there, which is a really good match. Probably Goldberg's best match.
Right.
So it's on there. So I would check it out. That's the Rise and Fall of WCW. Now, they did a series. Ethan fell out over there. He was up late last night. They did a lot of ECW DVDs. They did Bloodsport, The Most Violent Matches. They did ECW Extreme Rules. The Rise and Fall of ECW is a documentary about ECW. There's also a documentary done outside of WWE called Forever Hardcore.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Which is really good. There's Barbed Wire City.
Yeah, haven't seen that one.
Which is good. I have it too. And then ECW Unreleased Volume 1, 2, and 3. Now, there's 1, 2, 3. There's 6 DVDs that WWE has put out.
Yeah.
And all of them are match compilations.
Yeah.
Except for Rise and Fall of ECW. But it also has matches on it.
Right.
If you want ECW, that's it. I can't give you a rundown of all the matches, but I can tell you that everybody that you like from ECW, all the major matches and angles that you can think of are going to be included on one of those DVDs. It's got Jerry Lynn and RVD, RVD and Sabu, Taz and Bam Bam Bigelow, Shane Douglas, Raven, the Eliminators, the Pitbulls.
And the plus to having the DVDs, you know, until they figure out how to do this on the network, you got to go to the pay-per-view, you got to fast-forward to the match.
Right. But on these of... So you got Bloodsport, The Most Violent Matches, Extreme Rules, Rise and Fall, Unreleased Volume 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Most of the matches that you have heard about are going to be on one of those. I can't tell you which one. I've got them all.
Yeah.
But I didn't go through and look at what matches are on. I just know that about everything you want to see from ECW is going to be. Every major match that you've ever heard about is going to be on one of those.
Right.
You just have to go. If you go on Amazon, click in the review section, I can about guarantee you somebody's giving you a match listing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's this, the Superstars, okay? The Undertaker's got a DVD just on the streak, and he's got his most deadliest matches, which is not great. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. He's got Tombstone. Shawn Michaels has got Heartbreak and Triumph.
Yeah.
He's got
the Heartbreak.
The Heartbreak Kid. There's an Eddie Guerrero compilation.
Yeah.
There's a Rey Mysterio. Edge has got a really good one called Decade of Decadence.
Yeah.
It's a really good set. Bret Hart's got a couple. There's a Mr. Perfect set. There's a couple of Randy Savage. There's the Ultimate Warrior stuff. Jake Roberts has got one that's really good where he... It's called Pick Your Poison, and it's got a lot of his promos in it. The Legion of Doom has one.
I just got the Ultimate Edition of the Macho Man.
Yeah.
It's got both DVDs.
Oh, sweet.
And bandana, shirt, and sunglasses. Got it for half price.
Oh, sweet.
Like $20.
That's
just
not bad.
Just came in the mail yesterday.
That was expensive. They also did a compilation of ladder matches, which is really good. I would recommend it. They did a Hell in a Cell DVD, which is every Hell in a Cell match up until the production date of the DVD. An Elimination Chamber DVD that has all the Elimination Chamber matches. So kind of pick what you like there.
Yeah, yeah.
Brian Pillman, there's a great Loose Cannon Brian Pillman.
Yeah, I got that.
Which is a really good documentary, and it also has the Hollywood Blondes versus Ric Flair and Arn Anderson upon their return, and it kind of chronicles the... And I'll get into the Steve Austin stuff, which has a lot of the bottom line on the greatest superstar of all time. The Blu-ray that they did is it has the Flair for the Old stuff and a lot of the Hollywood Blonde stuff.
Yeah.
But for the match against Flair and Anderson, which was 2 out of 3 falls, you have to get the Brian Pillman loose cannon. And then there's a Steve Austin DVD, I think it's just called What, that's got the Three Stages of Hell match with Triple H, which is, I highly recommend.
Yeah.
It's on another DVD somewhere, but I don't remember which one. There's a couple of Steve Austin DVDs that they did, but early on, the What is just like it's like an hour-long documentary with a couple of matches.
Right.
One of them is the Three Stages of Hell match with Triple H, which you need to see.
Yeah.
That's a great match. We've already talked about Triumph from Tragedy. One of the best DVDs that I have ever bought and I have not regretted is Kevin Steen, Descent into Madness, which you need to see.
Yeah.
It's an awesome DVD that starts with he and El Generico as a tag team.
Yeah.
And it chronicles their entire feud.
Yeah.
And
it's great.
It is awesome. I mean, it's them turning, somebody turning, it's they're all their matches against each other, them keeping up with the chair and how it played into the the chair and the mask and the shirt that he had made with it on there. And it is one of the best DVDs that you will ever own, that you will ever buy. And then I would follow it up with Kevin Steen, Hell Rising. Both of these are hard to find, because they quit producing them when Steen left. I mean, especially the Hell Rising one. It's really hard to find. But it's got a Kevin Steen shoot interview. And then the other DVDs are his quest for the title and him winning the title and in Ring of Honor. And then I'm going to save this one for last. For the hardcore collector.
Yeah.
The guy that doesn't mind spending a little extra money.
Yeah.
The Mid-Atlantic Films from Jim Cornette.
Right.
Which I have.
Yeah.
You have the digital copies of them. It's like an 18 disc set. It's $125 available through jimcornette.com.
Yeah.
If you're like me, you're a tape collector, a tape trader, it's like a holy grail kind of thing. It's not going to be for everybody because not all the matches.
Because it's complete. Not complete it's matches.
No commentary. Everything jumps around. There's no rhyme or reason to each disc.
Yeah.
What you're getting. But as somebody who wanted to have them, you either want that.
I'm really glad we went in and got those.
Yeah, man. Like, it's, well, we're like, we split the cost. Not everybody's going to have some.
And we got them before they were nice and packaged. We got them and they were like in white.
Yeah, are they packaged in something?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
No, I think they're just in 18 jewel cases. that's the way mine are.
Yeah.
The printout of which it was on them.
Yeah.
So those are worth seeing. Anything else you want to say before I recommend my last one?
No, you go ahead and get your last one.
The Ric Flair. WWF put out three DVDs. One of them is Ric Flair and the Four Horsemen.
Right.
Which is a documentary about the Four Horsemen, which is really good. It's got some good Four Horsemen matches on it. And then you had the Ric Flair Definitive Collection, which has the Ric Flair and Terry Funk match from the Bash 89.
Yeah.
Which is a really good match. Like, as much as their I Quit match gets accoladed for being great, the Bash 89 match is awesome, too.
Yeah.
And that's the one that Sting and Muda get involved in that sets up that great feud. But the Ric Flair Ultimate Collection is probably, to me, the best DVD set that WWE ever put out.
Mm.
It is just the layout of the deal.
Yeah.
As we've talked about it, how awesome it is. So you get Ric Flair versus Harley Race.
Yeah.
When he won the title. You get him versus Dusty at Starrcade 85. And you get him in the hour that he did with Barry Windham on TV. You get him in one of the last match he had with Steamboat.
Yeah.
In the Trinity
of
matches. And then the lead in of him versus Funk in the I Quit match. You get the entire Royal Rumble when he won the title. You get his angle with Sting. You get his 1976 WWF debut against Pete Sanchez at Madison Square Garden.
Right.
And against Triple H in Greenville. Now, the thing about each of those matches, this is why this is so good to me. this was when they were just getting into releasing match compilations about people beyond an hour long documentary.
Right.
And they did this perfectly because each one of those things I just talked about, not only do you get the match with Harley Race, you get the angles that led up to it.
Ah.
So you get Harley Race putting the bounty and somebody take the money.
Take the money.
You get Orton and Slater getting involved. You get all of the angles that led up.
Is that the one that's in the blue box?
No, that's the definitive collection. The one that's in the white box.
White box.
Is the ultimate collection.
That was the first one they did.
That's the first one they did, and it's the best one they did.
Yeah.
So the same thing with Rhodes. They start with the horse with the horseman sort of being formed when they jumped Dusty in the cage and broke his leg.
Yeah.
So it's got that. It's got the Hard Times promo.
Yeah.
It's got everything they did. It's got the match, and then it's got the fallout from the match with the Dusty finish, with Ric Flair taking the title back and Dusty saying, look, I think they're making the wrong decision. So all that's on there. The same with the Barry Windham. It's going an hour with the champ.
Yeah.
And it's Dusty Rhodes on commentary.
Yeah.
That we talked about. Good. With Steamboat, it leads up to everything, and then it has Funk jumping. It's when Flair won the title back and then went into the feud with Terry Funk.
Right.
So you get Funk jumping Flair after the match, pile driving him on the table. Then you get the I Quit match that he had with Terry Funk.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff with Sting, it's got the Kicked Out of the Horseman promo.
Yeah. Sting!
Sting, smarten up.
Get out of this business!
At the Royal Rumble, not only do you get the match, you get the promo after the match.
Yeah.
With a tear in my eye.
This is the greatest
moment
day
of my life.
Yeah.
And then against Triple H and Greenville, you get the big deal afterwards.
Yeah, I was there, man. It was unbelievable.
So I wish I got a chance to go, and I was like, I don't think I'm going to go tonight, and I've regretted that.
A guy came up to me after church that Sunday and said, hey, you want to go to wrestling tomorrow night? I'm like, well, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just this, you know, I wasn't even watching wrestling at the time.
Yeah, little did you know what it was going to turn into.
Yeah.
I actually told somebody. They said, because at the time I said, look, really, I'm not interested in going unless this is what I said to them. The only thing that could make me interested in going to that is if Ric Flair challenged Triple H for the world title. And then I'm watching at home, and I went, nah, they ain't really going to do this. Yep, they are going to do this, and I could have gone, and I'm gone. So, yeah, but that's that. So if you're looking for DVDs, that's just scratching the surface of what
I got.
But I mean, I just figured that's the stuff you're going to see in the stores and on high spots. And so there you go. There you go, Justin. That was for you.
That's just for you. Ask and you shall receive.
Yeah,
so
because he's been listening since day one.
Day one.
I mean, he's always,
our most loyal fan.
Our stuff, and I mean,
actually asked questions on Twitter.
Yeah,
and I'm going to look for that Andre the Giant comic book. He just tweeted us out about that.
Yes, I've been wanting to read that anyway. They're supposed to be making a HBO was talking about making a movie out of that.
Bill Simmons. Yeah. They're working on that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is. The wrestling, the podcast where we talk about the wrestling you grew up with, and most of you listening to this, we covered the wrestling you grew up with. One of these DVDs
that's right.
Is going to be part of that. And so I'm going to do my best. I've got Mark's list. I'm going to do my best to get that typed out. I make a lot of show notes promises that fall through.
Yeah, you're not going to do anything with this.
We'll see. Hey, if we can make a little money, if you people were clicking on banners and links and buying stuff.
Yeah, it would be worth.
I would do it.
Doing that.
But you're looking at, you know, we'll see. We'll see. My hope is to be able to do that. And but yeah, a lot of great DVDs, a lot of great wrestling, and we're getting ready to go get a lot of great rips.
You right about that.
And get us an interview with the proprietor, who we don't even know her name.
No.
Today we find out, though. Poor old Ethan's
poor
asleep.
Poor Ethan's falling out.
He is in the worst.
I bet he was up to 2:33 o'clock last night.
Playing them old video games.
Nah, watching TV. He introduced me to Rick and Morty.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's funny.
What channel?
Pretty funny cartoon. What channel does it come on? Adult Swim. Adult Swim on Cartoon Network.
Gotcha.
It's like a PG-13 cartoon. It's pretty funny, man. It's
gotcha.
Pretty funny. It's about a grandfather and his grandson, and the grandfather may be the he may be the most irresponsible grandparent in the history of grandparents. I'm not a grandparent.
Oh, my. Yeah, so we're going to get some ribs, but you can check us out, doubledropkick.com. The Wrestling You Grew Up With on Facebook. You can like our page, The Double Dropkick Show. And by the time you listen to this, we may have already had the draft, but we got a lot of great things coming up. We're just hitting our stride with The Double Dropkick Show. You can ask us questions on Twitter, at Heath Mulliken.
At The DDK Show.
And you never know. Download us. iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn app.
If you support us, maybe we'll dedicate a whole episode to you.
That's right. If you asked us some good, that was a great question from Justin.
Yes, it was.
People say there's no dumb questions, and that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. There are dumb questions.
There are dumb questions, but that wasn't one of them.
That was a great, great question, and it hit Mark's sweet spot, and that mug talked an hour about his favorite DVDs. That's what I love, man. Like, when Mark gets on something. And you really just glanced at your collection.
Yes, I did.
And that, how many wrestling DVDs you think you got, sets? 300?
Yeah, that's probably pretty close. Yeah.
Wow. Maybe 310. Yeah, maybe 310, Ethan says.
This one's our call. Down here, down from our phone, look up here. And all the red pieces that you came up with, no DVDs for. That only working while
All right, remember when they said children should be seen and not heard?
Ethan's over here cracking on his Uncle Mark. Listen, we got to go by the ATM, get some cash, because Blacks does not take credit cards and checks.
No.
So we're going to get some cash and some ribs. But as always, Ethan's in the corner, and I'm Heath Mulliken.
And I'm Mark Whitman.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.